What's up, guys? This is the Sports Betting Rundown, number 9, week 5 of Thursday Night Football, presented by J Sports Betting 1 and C Sports Betting 2 on Twitter. We're coming off 8 out of 8 winning football weeks, and we're about to give you another winning episode here, so let's get into it. So for my first pick of this Thursday night Bears versus Tampa Bay game, I'm going to take the under on the longest touchdown distance at 40.5. I think it's going to go under for many reasons, the first being that Tampa Bay is down their star wide receiver in Chris Godwin and potentially their other star wide receiver in Mike Evans. And if he does play, he's going to be a little hurt. And also, I forgot to mention, they're, in my opinion, their best running back in Fournette. And on the other side, the Bears are not known for being, you know, a high-powered offense at all. They scored, I think, 3 points against the Colts, not in garbage time. They added a touchdown there at the end to make it seem closer than it was. So I don't think the Bears are going to explode for a long touchdown. And I don't think the Bucks here are either. So I think under 40.5 is a safe bet.
Now for my picks. Thursday night football, we got the Bucks traveling into Chicago to face the Bears. And I really like the Bucks here. I'm going to give one spread pick and two player props. And my first spread pick is going to be the Bucks -2.5 first half. If you've been watching the Bears all season, they go down big early. They did against the Lions. They did against the Colts. Ended up losing. If you listened last week, I was big on the Bears. Put my biggest bet on that. Did not end up working out so well. They looked terrible. And they also went down early against the Falcons. So I definitely expect the Bucs, who are hot right now, to come out hot in the first half. Brady usually prepares well for the Thursday night games. And Brady's really been slinging it a lot. The offense seems to be in a groove. He had 5 touchdowns to 5 different receivers. And based off that, his over-under for passing yards is 264.5. And I'm going to take the over there as well. I think, you know, the Bears, more of a run defense. The secondary isn't great. It's good, but not great. So I expect the receivers to play well. I think the tight ends get involved. I don't expect the, like, Ronald Jones to be running the ball too much, or Fournette if he ends up playing. Chris Godwin could play. So give me Bucks -2.5 first half and the over on Tom Brady passing yards.
So I have 2 more picks for this game. My first is going to be Allen Robinson over 5.5 receptions. The main thing for Allen Robinson has been the quarterback switch thus far. When he was with Mitch Trubisky, he had 5 receptions the first game, 3 the second game. And once they switched to Nick Foles, he's went off. He had 10 receptions and 7 receptions. So that, coupled with the fact that they're playing a much better team in the Bucs, so that means they're going to be passing a lot at the end to play catch-up. I think he's going to go over 5.5 receptions here. And my second pick is going to be Tampa Bay Bucs first quarter line -0.5. So it's just a 0.5. This is plus odds, actually. I think it's plus 115, which really surprised me because they're favored to win the game. And also, I don't know. I'm not sure how the Buccaneers have been in the first quarter, but the Bears have not been good. I know they're down last week early, and they're down week 1 a lot early. They had to make a 17-point comeback in the fourth quarter for that. So I'm going to take the -0.5 there with plus odds and just hope that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are up by 1 at the end of the first.
Now, for the last pick for Thursday Night Football, Bucs-Bears, it's going to be one last player prop. And this is, again, going to be for the receiver, Allen Robinson. And I'm going to take him over 70 receiving yards. I really like this bet. I think Allen Robinson, you know, underrated receiver in the NFL. He's definitely been great this year. He's been a good fantasy player as well. And as I said before, I think the Bucs go up big early. I see the Bears having to be forced to pass a lot. Robinson is by far their best receiver. 70 yards isn't a lot for him. He's been doing it all year, mostly. So I think this definitely hits. Like Nick Foles, I see him throwing the ball a lot more this game than he has. So give me the Bears' best receiver in Allen Robinson over 70 receiving yards.
So that is it for this Thursday night game. 6 picks for you. Hopefully, we continue our streak of even or plus units. Thank you for listening. We hit 100 listeners this last episode. So I want to thank everyone for that. Appreciate the support. Again, be sure to follow both of us on Twitter. I'm sure you know we say it enough, but I'll say it again. @JSportsBetting1, @CSportsBetting2. Let's make some money.